were very close. Dan was my eldest son and our best friend, really. He sometimes worked in Madison's in Wigan on a Saturday evening, and what that's actually what we thought he was doing that evening, but he'd obviously changed his plans and he'd gone on a night out in Chorley. And then I got, for the first time ever, I got a phone call off the police. Could have come downstairs and talked to them. I don't really remember much about that day. I just remember the look on the police officer's face. And I just said, no, not my Dan. He just quietly placed his driving licence and his wallet in my hand. There wasn't really any words needed. And yeah, just devastated. The morning that we lost him, we didn't just lose him, we lost ourselves, we lost everything.
And as you say, you thought he was at work, you'd no idea that he'd never done anything like this before?
No. He was the one that run everybody home. You know, he'd do anything for anybody. He was very happy-go-lucky, heart of gold. Very bright, very intelligent. He had everything to live for.
And Dan was 23. I know you've said that you didn't think that you needed to sort of talk about drinking and driving with him.
Well, we just felt Dan passed his driving test when he was 17. And, you know, we was always on his back as a 17, 18, 19-year-old. And then, you know, to us it was like it evolved. It quietened down. He was like, you know, he was an adult. And, yeah, we'd stopped asking him where he was going and what he was doing, you know. But now, you know, if there's one thing I could say to everybody is just, mate, although they're adults, they're still young. And one mistake, and it's just complete devastation. Life is never the same again. And I'd say, you know, just do still ask them where they're going and what they're doing. And we'll never know what happened that night. There was no witnesses. We don't know what made him get in the car. We don't know if he had a fallout with somebody, and, you know, being a hot-headed young man, did that make him jump in the car? We'll never know. We'll just never know what happened that night.
So what would you want to say to other parents? What message do you really want to just hammer home today?
To keep asking them, even though you think they may be that little bit older, just to keep asking them what they're doing, where they're going. Make it clear to them that, you know, no matter what, you will always help them. Even though, of course, as a parent, if they turn up with a £40 tax bill, you're going to be cross, but you'd rather that any day than what happened. And no matter how cross they're feeling or whatever's happened, it can always be sorted out. They don't ever need to make a silly decision like this that can potentially, you know, devastate more lives than just their own.
And what sort of impact do you think taking Dan's car out here today is having? What sort of things have people been saying to you so far?
The biggest thing that I think people are struggling seeing, sort of like how bad this car is, they're struggling getting the head around, he was under the speed limit. You know, they don't have to be driving fast. And that's I think, what people are struggling with. But, you know, for anybody who could see this car, they're going to walk past and they're going to think, oh, my God, that's bad. But, you know, what I'd say to them is, imagine that it's one of your babies that was in that car. And just keep talking to them.
I think isn't that really, is it? It is the shock value of just seeing it up close, isn't it? And is that what you're hoping is now going to stay with people?
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes, but, you know, most people get to learn by the mistakes. Daniel's not had that opportunity. One mistake and he lost his life. And that's all it needs, just that one split-second decision.
And your message is it's really parents as well as teenage drivers, young drivers, isn't it? That need to work together.
Keep asking them the questions. Keep reinforcing what you've already told them previously. Make it clear to them that there is other options available to them. And, you know, you will always be there to support them no matter what.